independent and dependent events. A simple example with independent events. Let's take a coin toss as an example. We shall toss two coins. And what is the probability of getting head twice?
These are the two coins we are going to toss. They are identical, and each has two possible outcomes, either head or tail. Let's take one coin at a time. So the first coin has a 50% probability of coming out head because it's fair, it's unbiased. And the tail also has 50% probability. Coin 2 is identical, so that too will have a 50-50 probability of head or tail. Now, let's consider coin 2 again. And now we do not consider coin 2 in isolation. Suppose we have already observed coin 1 coming out head. Now, given that information about the first coin, what is the probability distribution of coin 2? It turns out, and you probably guessed, the result from coin 1 is irrelevant. Coin 1 has absolutely no influence on coin 2 whatsoever, so the probability is still 50%. That means that the two coins are independent. We say that they are statistically independent, and statistical independence is a very important term. It means that the probability distribution of one event, coin 2 coming out head, is not affected at all by the... Now, let's put a little more formalism to the idea of statistical independence. In our case with the two coins, we have four events. Two associated with the first coin for I equals 1, and two associated with the second coin, I equals 2. So for each coin, we have either head, HI, or tail, TI. When we consider the probability distribution of coin 2, the interesting measure here is the probability of H2, which is 50%. The probability of T2 is just 1 minus the probability of H2. So it's sufficient to look at H2. Now, considering the two events together, or the two coins together, we can discuss the probability of H2 given that H1 occurred. Or, similarly, the probability of H2 given that T1 occurred. Now, because the two coins are unrelated, all of these probabilities are 50%. And that is what we mean by statistical independence. H2 and H1 are independent because these two expressions are equal. Now, the question we started with is, what is the probability of getting head on both coins? Two heads means that both of the coins have to come out head. That is, we need both H1 and H2 together. We write it like this, with a cap or intersection sign. Now, because these two events are independent, as we have established already, the joint probability of both happening together is the product of the two constituent probabilities. 50% times 50% is 25%. So that is the answer to the question we started with, the probability of getting two heads in two coins. And this rule is only valid when the two events are independent. Then it's time to summarize. In this talk, we have stressed two key concepts and one basic rule. Concept one is the conditional probability. We write it like this: the probability of A given B. The probability of A happening assuming that B happened. Second key term, independent events. If the conditional probability of A given B is the same as the probability of A given not B, then the two events are independent. And finally, the basic rule. When A and B are independent, we can find the joint probability by multiplying the constituent probabilities. So those three are the key points of the video. Thank you.